Going into your second year as an offensive coordinator, how much different is this offseason than the last?
You know, it's something that I've thought about here since we began the offseason, you know, after the last game there. And I think for us as a coaching staff and for me as a coordinator, the fact that we've really installed our entire offense last year, we don't have to go in and teach concepts anymore. Now we can really detail our work and we can teach fundamentals and techniques and kind of the ins and outs of how to run routes and how to block and how to take a drop for a quarterback. And so going forward, that's the encouraging part. The fact that guys know the plays, you know, we don't have to reinstall anything. And now we can really, really teach and dive into the offense.
How did you see Alex Smith develop and improve from week one to the playoff game?
There was a big improvement. First part of the year, he was still learning our system, and he was still learning progressions and reads and really kind of understanding his team. We got to that bye week, and we said, no, we just got to keep pushing forward and keep doing what we're doing, and things are going to begin to open up. And sure enough, second half of the season, I mean, he really started seeing things well. He started to understand the guys around him, the talent level of guys around him. You know, you saw the big games on the second half of the season, particularly the playoff game that he had. And it's just, it's really a good stepping stone now going into this offseason in 2014.
Now let's talk a little bit about Jamal. You've been a player and a coach in this league for a number of years. How does Jamal compare to other running backs that you've seen over the years?
I've had the pleasure of working with some good ones. I go back to my days in Green Bay with Edgar Bennett and Amon Green and Eric Bieniemy. I had a chance to play with him and some of these great running backs. And his style is so unique now that you can really use Jamal in a way that he can be a receiver for you, he can be a running back. You can use him in multiple areas of your game plan. And he's such a tremendous talent that it's hard to keep him off the football field. And we're excited to go forward now with him for this season.
Now, you and Coach Reed go way back to when you were playing in Green Bay and he was an assistant. How has that relationship developed over the years?
As the player coach back then, a lot of respect for him. He's a great teacher of the game. And then fast forward to now as a coordinator and working with him, you know, the past 5 years, it's the same way. I still feel like I'm the pupil, obviously, and he's the teacher. I have such a great respect, high respect for him and what he's done in the National Football League and his success as a head football coach. And just looking at that and our relationship, we spend so much time together now as coordinator, head coach, that sometimes you forget that he did once coach me. And it is a great relationship and one that I have a lot of respect for.
It seems like there's a unique cohesion among the coaches here. What is it that allows you guys to work so effectively together?
There's no selfishness, bottom line. I mean, we all get together, offense, defense, special teams. We work well together, and obviously that starts with Coach Reed and his leadership ability and his style, and it just feeds down to the rest of us. So it is a great staff, and we get along, and that's also part of winning.
Now, heading into the 2014 season, how much momentum does this offense have?
That's quite a bit. You know, we felt like we were peaking at the right time offensively at the end of the season. It was just unfortunate to lose that final game, but you know, as we go forward, once again, the guys coming in here, they understand the system. We got the core group of guys coming back. We're really excited with this upcoming season.